This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Keeping ratepayers from footing increased energy costs related to AI. That's the aim of a bipartisan bill introduced by U.S. Republican Representative Gabe Evans of Colorado. The Ratepayer Protection Act codifies President Trump's pledge, saying that the energy needs of AI and data companies won't increase household electricity costs for Americans. Evans says the U.S. must build the energy infrastructure to ensure that it leads the world in AI, but that Colorado families, farmers, and small businesses should not be forced to cover the costs of that new power generation. Removing dams along western rivers could be good for local economies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Caleb Radel reports on new research.
The debate over dam removal is playing out in places like the Lower Snake River in the Pacific Northwest. There have long been efforts to restore salmon runs by removing four major dams. Those who want to keep the dam say they provide low-cost hydropower and a key transportation route for agriculture. They also warn that removal could hurt regional economies. The nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics looked at what happens after dams come down. The group analyzed 24 removals in the U.S., including the Cuchadas No. 5 Dam in Colorado. Here's lead researcher Megan Lawson.
Sectors that do depend on the dams make up less than 10% of local jobs.
She says in places like the Lower Snake River, economies are driven more by local government, manufacturing, and healthcare. Lawson adds that free-flowing rivers could also create opportunities for outdoor recreation and tourism.
This is CPR News and KRCC.